Good morning and welcome to Disneyland. You're now standing in Town Square, USA, in a typical American town at the turn of the last century. While you're waiting for the remainder of Disneyland to open, you may visit a few of the attractions already open in Town Square. From the Disneyland and Santa Fe Railroad Station, you can journey around the perimeter of the Magic Kingdom, passing through the backwoods country, Indian Territory, the Grand Canyon Diorama, and the Primeval World. In the Opera House, enjoy great moments with Mr. Lincoln, the amazing, realistic figure of our 16th president, brought to life through the wonders of audio animatronics. If you're holding a ticket for one of our informative guided tours, you'll find the tour garden just to the left of City Hall. Brighten your morning with a cup of delicious Hills Brothers coffee, or browse through the Disneyland Emporium. For your convenience, rental cameras may be obtained from the Kodak shop on Main Street, rental lockers in the Global Van Lines building. Restrooms are located just off the veranda between City Hall and the fire station. Have a happy day in Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Above the Firehouse podcast, show number 11. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. This podcast is a look into everything Disney and also provides you with audio and visual experiences. And every now and then, I will also provide video casts. I had one heck of a week, let me tell you. Last Tuesday and Wednesday, we had the show My Name is Earl film at my work, and I got to meet a bunch of people and a movie icon. I got to meet Jamie Presley, Jason Lee, and the icon. Can you guess who this icon is? Let me give you a little hint. You got your ears on! No? Right. Okay, well, I got to meet the Bandit, Burt Reynolds. Very nice people. He's not that tall. You know, I'm 6'4", so he looked rather dwarfed. So that was 2 days of very little sleep, and but I had a good time. So I wanted to let everybody know that on Friday, September 1st, I will be at Disneyland. So if you're in the area, come on by and say hi and look for me. I will be there with Mouseketeer Greg from WindowToTheMagic.com podcast. I will also be meeting Jeff from Houston of the Meandering Mouse podcast and proprietor of the Disney Podcast Network and a few others, just to name a few. Thank you guys for the feedback on my 10th episode. It was all positive. And so what I would like to do is share for a moment some of those with you right here.
One dream we come from everywhere.
This letter is from Heather M, and she writes,
okay, sorry. Just finished listening to podcast number 10. Thought I would pass on a bit of my own thoughts on Disney magic. Part of the magic is that I can go multiple weekends in a row and not get bored, and always find something new to sit and see, listen, take a picture of, which is something I have just done this summer, and people don't quite understand. They say I'm crazy, but they just don't get it. It's also the awe in voices, young and old, and the way you can tell it's a first-time trip. I also agree with you, Tony, that a big part of the Disney magic is family. I go with my mom, and we have a blast. We get to be silly on the rides in Fantasyland, and she is fun to ride Big Thunder and the Matterhorn with, as she kind of screams and then just starts to laugh.
Thank you, Heather.
Dee Dee writes, "Wow, that is all I can say. Wow. All three statements about what Disney magic means to you had me in tears. No. Better to say, I was sobbing like a baby. So much passion. More than that, it really hit home. For me, at least. Like, hearing my own feelings and emotions regarding Disney, but in a way I could never have expressed myself. I'm bad about expressing my feelings in words, but since Paul told the story, I thought maybe, why not? I could tell the story myself about the very first time Disney magic grabbed onto me and has not let go since. When I was a sophomore in high school, my friend and I, both huge Disney fans, went to Disneyland and were in line for Splash Mountain. This is around the time Splash Mountain first opened and was always going down. We made it all the way into the cave part of the queue, and the ride shut down. They made an announcement that it could be as long as an hour before it was back up, and we were welcome to wait it out, or we could exit the line. Well, most of us, the people in that section of the queue, decided to plant themselves firmly on the floor and wait. My friend and I decided to sing. So we decided to sing A Spoonful of Sugar. So we started. Well, both of us had decent voices and were in choir. We're pretty good singers. The next thing we know, the entire queue is watching and singing along with us. We started getting requests for other Mary Poppins songs. Everyone was just singing and cheering, smiling and having a great time. And the next thing we knew, the ride was back up and running. It had been an hour, but everyone in that queue was saying to us that it didn't even seem like an hour at all. People were asking us if we were planted in the queue by Disney to keep them busy. No one was mad about the wait. And even though the rest of the day, if we happened to walk by somebody who was in the queue, they would yell, "Thank you," or "Good job" to us. It was amazing. Wow. Thank you, DD. You know, I also got voicemail on the show as well from Brian again from the Big Brian podcast. And this is what he said.
Hey, Tony. I really like the audio you assembled for Paul's birthday and the What is Disney Magic commentary. Congratulations on episode 10. Really a nice feel to the episode all the way through. And you do good voices. Took me a minute to be sure. Like, is that Tony doing all to that man? You were great. Yeah, you can. That was neat. Look forward to hearing future episodes. Bye for now.
That's right, This Week in Disney History, where we take a look at everything that happened this week in Disney history. August 14th of the year 1994. As part of the reimagining of the Future Worlds Pavilions, the Spaceship Earth attraction at Disney's Epcot Park closes. The revamp attraction will open on November 23rd, 1994, with 12 new scenes and a musical score. On that day in the year 2003, Disney World's newest attraction, Mission Space, lifts off with a soft opening located in the Epcot Future World. Mission Space will have its official opening in October. On that day in the year 2006, after nearly 13 years of entertaining Walt Disney World guests, Merlin's performance of his Sword in the Stone came to an end in front of Cinderella's Golden Carousel. Merlin has been challenging young guests to pull the sword from the stone several times a day in Fantasyland at the Magic Kingdom since 1994. On August 16, 1955, Disneyland's Dumbo's Flying Elephants opened in Fantasyland. On that day in 1969, Disneyland attendance hits a record 82,516 visitors. On August 20th, year 2001, Scuttle's Landing, a small refreshment snack booth in Disney World's Fantasyland, closes for a six-day rehab. On that day in the year 2006, Disneyland's MGM Studios, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Play It closes. A new interactive ride-through attraction, Midway Madness, is scheduled to open in summer of 2008. And that's this week in Disney history.
In the middle of the night, out of the speakers it came. No one knew the destruction it would cause. And now, just when you thought it was safe to go back to the podcast, Above the Firehouse brings you another stupid Disney joke.
That's right, it's time for another stupid Disney joke. This one was sent in from John S. from Thousand Oaks. And his joke is, two blondes had driven across the country to see Disney World in Florida. As they approached it and got onto the final stretch of the highway, they saw a sign saying, Disney World left. After thinking for a minute, the blonde driver says, oh well, and starts driving back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, please. One quick note, if you could please check your aggregator feed for Above the Firehouse. Since I did release the video of the Sword and Stone ceremony, the previous podcast before it dropped considerably in half. So please check for missed podcasts. Well, if you love Space Mountain like I do, then you're going to love this. I'm going to play you the soundtrack that plays from the onboard speakers during the ride. So, enjoy, and don't forget to pull on your yellow straps and check your belts.
This is Tower. Launch sequence engaged. We'll be right back.
have ignition.
Okay, correction. It's not currently being played, but it did at one time. And since Brian liked my Donald Duck impression, I'm going to play the Donald Duck theme, but the Kara Ducky version. Oh, sorry. I had to do it. Check it out. There you go. Okay. I always have this one little clip, a very small clip of Euro Disney opening up, and this is very, 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 very short. And I don't even know, I don't even know where I got this from. But this is just like a short 40-second of them saying, you know, I don't speak French, but I eat French fries, that Euro Disney is now officially open. Well, here, I'll just play it.
Maintenant, je déclare Euro Disney officiellement ouvert.
Oh. Sorry about that. Alright. From Walt Disney World, I got a little cool track for you. Since he made his performance as the music guest on the Beyond Main Street podcast Sub Awards. I'm going to play this track for Lou, the co-host, because he helped me out last week giving his thoughts. And I wanted to say, also trying to get Bob to record his thoughts, but unfortunately he was unavailable. I believe it's at Universal or something. I don't know. This is what I hear. He couldn't make it. So, Lou, this song is for you. This is from Cosmic Rays, Planetary Boogie, from the Starlight Cafe.
When the Big Bang was done and the fun had begun, there were nine spinning planets going around that old sun. And comets and asteroids and meteors too. It's called the solar system, and before I'm through, I'll tell you about the planets, cause they're not all the same. I've been to every one of them and I know their names.
Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Mars.
They're far away, but still they're closer than all the stars. Pluto's furthest from the sun and Mercury's first. The sun's in the middle, it's a fiery ball. A million miles across, so it's the biggest of all. Planetary boogie. It's the planetary boogie. Planetary boogie. It's the planetary boogie. Nine crazy planets dancing all the sun. And every one of them is having worlds of fun. Mercury's hot. Pluto is not. And Saturn's got a ring that wraps around the whole thing. And Mars is red, Uranus is green. And Venus is the brightest thing that I've ever seen. Jupiter and Earth are both a beautiful blue. And Neptune's standing backwards from the rest of the crew. Planetary boogie. It's the planetary boogie. Planetary boogie. It's the planetary boogie. Nine crazy planets dancing on the sun. And every one of them is having worlds of fun. Planetary boogie, planetary boogie, planetary boogie, planetary boogie. Dancing around the sun. And every one of them is having worlds of fun.
I love them crazy planets. Yeah.
And there you go. Cosmic Ray, Dovin' the Cafe. Hey, I've added a new feature to my website. Remember when I asked you to send me photos from the park from your cell phone? Also, you can do it from your regular camera if you like as well. I have set up a gallery so you can view them on the website. And I currently don't have a link to it from the main site, but you can. If you want to see the gallery that I have started. Now, a bunch of them are not so great, so bear that in mind. You can see this at www.abovethefirehouse.com/gallery. And you may send in your pictures to me at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. I'm thinking I may set up an FTP account on my server so you could upload them that way too, but I'm not 100% sure yet. So, but for now, send them to that email address. Oh, before I forget, I wanted to say a big thank you to Brian Sumner. Sumner, hello. I'm thinking about the police there now, the group. Brian Sumner,
hi dear,
for loaning his voice to the show. And my little segments, such as the new Scuba Disney joke segment. And that way you don't sound, you know, something that was done in a garage. Well, actually, not like my podcast is anything to, you know, brag about, but... Oh, one other thing I forgot to mention. I have purchased... Check this. Binaural microphones. And I'll be using them on September 1st. Yes, I'm catching up with all you big boys out there, so you better watch it.
Because I'm coming to get you, okay? That's right, watch out for the big T and above the firehouse.
Well, let's see. You know what? I'm going to have to... Yes, this is the end of our show. Thank you guys again for letting me entertain you. I would love to hear your feedback and play your voicemails on the show. If you wish to leave a voicemail, you can Skype me at APT_A_Productions. Or you can call 818-574-5027 or our new main hotline, area code 206-203-2268. Your feedback is important to me, and if you have any Disney news or a stupid Disney joke or anything pertaining to the show, thanks for calling. No, you can leave it on there as well. But once again, that email is podcast@abovethefirehouse.com, and don't forget the website www.abovethefirehouse.com, and I also have my forums on there, so why not sign up and join in on the conversation? It's free and painless. And oh, I am now the board well, you know what, I'll save that for next week. But until then, we'll see you all again next time. So have a magical week and peace and chicken grease.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
That's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade, and we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
You ever go to one of the Disney parks, stop for a moment, and listen to music?
I could hear it and almost see it as if it were unfolding around me.
As the music made its way through the crowd and into my ears, it invaded my very soul and inflicted me with rhythmitis.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like dysnotic obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit windowtothemagic.com for more information.